This podcast homily is part of a series of homilies for Whitsunday Pentecost and the Sundays in Trinity season in worship using the 1928 Book of Common Prayer. Welcome to this podcast homily for the fifth Sunday after Trinity. I'm Father Ron Shibley, founder and director of the Anglican Internet Church. These homilies are always found on the podcast homilies page at the AIC website, www.anglicaninternetchurch.net. They, as well as the entire archive of hundreds of homilies on various topics, can also be accessed through the Podbean gadget on the digital library page of the same site. The epistle reading for Trinity 5 is 1 Peter chapter 3, verses 8 through 15a, and it is a lesson from St. Peter on the Christian virtue of love and its variant, toleration. It includes a classic statement of Christian advice inspired by the writing prophets Amos, who wrote in Amos 5:14 and 15a, "Seek good and not evil, that you may live. So the Lord God of hosts will be with you as you have spoken. Hate evil and love good. Establish justice in the gate." And also verse 6:6 from the book of Micah. St. Paul merged the two comments into this: "Let him refrain his tongue from evil, and lips that speak no guile. Let him eschew evil and do good. Let him seek peace and ensue it." The Trinity 5 reading from Luke is from Luke 5, verses 1 through 11, and is the last of the five consecutive readings for the first five Sundays after Trinity. It is Luke's account of Jesus' encounter on the Lake of Gennesaret, more commonly called the Sea of Galilee, or during the years of Roman rule, the Sea of Tiberias. With his encounter was with Simon Peter and his brother Andrew, both of whom he had already called to be apostles, and the two brothers James and John, sons of Zebedee. These four were partners in a fishing business. In the Western Church, steeped in the traditions of the Roman Catholic Church, St. Peter is the better known of the first two fisherman brothers, St. Peter and St. Andrew, whereas in the Eastern Church, and also in churches in the Celtic tradition in England, Scotland, Wales, and Northern Ireland, St. Andrew has equal billing. Pope Benedict XVI acknowledged in 2006 that the two churches, the Western and the Eastern, are sister churches, each founded by one of the two brothers, Peter and Andrew. In the Anglican tradition, the start of each new church year on the first Sunday in Advent is set for the Sunday closest to the fixed day feast of St. Andrew, November 30th. As we enter the scene, Jesus is surrounded by the masses that had followed him, as St. Luke expressed it, in hope that they would hear the word of the Lord, the word of God. The fishermen, whose day's work was over, were, quote, washing their nets, meaning making them ready for the next day's work, and suggesting they might have caught little during that particular day. Of the four, Jesus chose Peter, who is still called Simon Peter until much later in the Gospel of St. Luke, directing him to step into one of the boats and to push away from the shore. It was from St. Peter's boat that Jesus, in the manner of a rabbi or a teacher of that day, sat down and taught those listening on the shore. St. Luke says nothing of the content of Jesus' message, for St. Luke's focus is on events that soon followed. When what we might call the Sermon on the Lake, of which we know nothing, was over, Jesus said to Peter, "Launch out into the deep and let down your nets for a catch." At these words of instruction from the Master, St. Peter, known for his impetuous manner, and not for the first time, revealing an argumentative tendency in his discussions with Jesus. For more on that, see the Gospel of St. John, from whose account the story of Doubting Thomas comes. He said in verse 5b, "Master, we have toiled all night, and caught nothing. Nevertheless, at your word, I will let down the net." In spite of Peter's skepticism, Peter and Andrew's boat was launched out into the Sea of Galilee. St. Luke says that their catch was so large, calling it, quote, "a great multitude of fishes," that the nets broke from the strain and that they had to call for help from James and John in the other boat, that the total catch from the two boats nearly sank both vessels. At this, Simon Peter fell down at Jesus' knees in the boat and said in 8b, "Depart from me, for I am a sinful man, O Lord." St. Luke's account suggests that those who had been listening to Jesus teach from the boat were, like Peter and Andrew, James and John, astonished, one of St. Luke's favorite words, at the unexpected bounty of fish. Jesus, whose divine power allowed him to know the hearts of men, addressed Peter directly, saying in 10b, "Do not be afraid. From now on, you will catch men." In St. Luke's wonderful, elegant prose, he closed the account by noting that thereafter, Peter and Andrew, James and John, forsook all and followed him. Among the lessons in this reading is that Jesus chose the four humble fishermen and not a Pharisee, a scribe, a temple priest, or a Levite, all of whom would have had the qualifications of education and religious training to be called the first four apostles. He called these four as he called the remaining eight, and as he still calls to the faithful in our century, quote, "launch out into the deep," confident that if we put our trust in him, he will provide all things which we truly need. The first of two closing prayers is a thanksgiving prayer I adapted from the Ethiopian Coptic worship tradition. The second is the collect for the fourth Sunday after Trinity, which Archbishop Cranmer adapted from the Leonine Sacramentary of the Roman Catholic tradition as it was used in England in the Sarum Rite. "We give thanks to the door of good unto us, the merciful God, the Father of our Lord and God and our Savior Jesus Christ, for he has taught us, he has brought us near and received us unto himself, and has undertaken our defense and brought us unto this hour. Let us therefore pray that the Almighty Lord our God keep us in this holy day all the days of our life and in all peace. Amen. Grant, O Lord, we beseech thee, that the course of this world may be so peaceably ordered by thy governance, that thy church may joyfully serve thee in all godly quietness, through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. Glory be to God for all things. Amen.
This program has been a production of the Anglican Internet Church, and we invite you to visit our website, www.anglicaninternetchurch.net.